Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. We are here. Jurgen Klopp has done his press conference this afternoon ahead of the Liverpool Wolves game. We're going to be talking through some of the big talking points. I am Paul Machin. This is Ross Chanley. Ross, you mentioned it just before we went live. It was a weird press conference. It was a bit low key, a bit low energy, and it feels a bit like after the Lord Mayor's show. Like, what are you meant to talk about after you've done this and, you know, all the big stuff that happened around Man United? This feels a bit like, oh God, there's another game.
It felt more like a Q&A with Jurgen Klopp rather than a press conference, which is essentially what a press conference is. But I think once they got the injury news out of the way and fitness updates and stuff like that, it was just a casual chat about Alisson and Chamberlain. I was like, this isn't going anywhere. It's nice to know, nice to listen to, but it's not your typical press conference.
It was the first one in a while where it's felt like, and it's the critique of press conference in general, where you're just seeing the same questions and you're hearing the same answers over and over again. And we'll talk through some of those points. We'll get through the injury updates first and foremost. But before we do, just want to bring your attention to theredmentv.com, which is our website, where you can go on and get tons of free written content. You can get all the free video content as well, all lives there. But we also have a subscription service as well, where we get tons and tons. Chris has aptly described it as 30 hours of excellent additional content each and every month. It's completely free for the first month, so you want to go and try it out and see what it's all about. You can do, and then it's £5 a month thereafter, for which you get video content and you get the podcast content as well, which you can actually have integrated into your native podcast player on your mobile phone, so you can get it on the go as well. And as people are watching now, you can see on the screen, Chris, Jurgen Klopp X, Chris Pajak, which is only the second best something X Pajak. It's all about me, and it's not. It's a lie. Klopp and Pajak's well better than Machin Pajak. But there you go, you get that and a whole host of other things, so get involved. Anyway, we're going to kick things off. Fitness update: Dejan Lovren, Ross, has been training since the start of the week here. He's back in contention. I'm not sure that right now we need him. It's probably a bit unfortunate for Dejan because prior to him getting injured, he was, you know, because everyone else wasn't available or whatever, he was up there in the pecking order. He was the partner for Virgil van Dijk. He was doing really well. And now, because he's the last one to come back to fitness, he's now probably going to take his place as the fourth choice centre-half.
Yeah, it's not a good time with Joe Matic coming back for him, is it? And two things. I think it might create health competitiveness. I think, you know, I want to get back on that pitch first. I don't think they'll be waiting for someone to get injured, but when there's a spot for rotation, they'll want that place. So I think in training, they've been giving their absolute best. But also, I think in recent performances before they both got injured, I think Matic kind of pips in for that one. Mm-hmm. But it's a nice place to be in, isn't it? Thinking, you look at the bench past week, but before that, there wasn't really anyone there. Mm-hmm. Whereas now you look on there and you think, oh, I've got Matic on there, I could have Lovren there if I need to.
It's only been a month since Jordan Henderson started centre-half for us in the Club World Cup, so definitely the situation we wanted, we'd rather be
in. I think Fabinho's been out as well, so your fifth choice centre-half has also been injured, so Lovren would have got in that space. Mm-hmm. Whereas now he doesn't, so it's, you know, it is a really good place to be in, and I think he's a bit unfortunate, but again, there's loads of games coming up. We're going to come back to three games a week, come back to Champions League football. There'll be space for him to go and do that. He's also unfortunate that Van Dijk and Gomez have been boss.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, not even Matic's getting back in there, so, you know, you can have no complaints, really.
One thing it does is that, not for this game, but probably for the Shrewsbury game, Lovren being back allows you to take Van Dijk and Gomez out for the game, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, they might need that. I think, you know, that's a good example of having rotation, and, you know, no discredit to Shrewsbury, but, you know, you can have those players, like, you know, we come to Shaqiri or other players that are on the fringes, as well as kids, who you can rotate and still put a strong side against Shrewsbury. You know, I'd have no qualms if it was Matip and Lovren, mm-hmm, against Shrewsbury.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's what he's got for.
Yeah, he was asked about Jadon Shaqiri. We've covered this in a number of places. We did the Reds transfer roundup show, which is behind the paywall, and we talked a bit about Shaqiri and about players going in and out and what have you. It was mentioned on the news yesterday that apparently Liverpool will accept €30 million for him in the summer, but basically Klopp just said there's no intention from our side to do anything. And what I thought was interesting was kind of what you're referencing there. He says, you know, we're not that far removed from having a bench full of kids.
Yeah.
So if you'd be, we'd be mad to throw away a player, effectively to give away a senior player when, you know, we've already seen. I think he's alluding to it. Like, so they're exceptional kids, but the kids.
Yeah.
If you have to rely on these young lads, eventually that's when you're gonna, you know, this tide's gonna triple.
Yeah, I think you have to remember nothing's done yet as well. I think there's a couple of people that are, you know, are getting excited about, you know, winning the title and stuff like that, but also there's a long way to go in FA Cup and Champions League and the Premier League. If you can rotate players into that and have them in your squad, be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I think, because, you know, he might have had his nose put out with joking with the fact that Minamino's coming, he might take up that right side of space. And, you know, I think the frustration with Shaqiri from fans, and said this on the news the other day, of him making 3-minute appearances or 1-minute appearances or standing on the sidelines and not getting on in one case.
Mm-hmm.
People want to see more of him. People know he's good football. He's shown more than enough times. He's a good example of doing that. I think the only reason that he would go if he kicked up a fuss.
Yeah.
Which I don't think he has done, and I don't think he will do.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually got over there. James Milner, Naby Keita and Shaqiri, none of those are in team training at the moment. And so kind of like bit like brushed it off, like, yeah, they'll be back soon, without giving any greater detail on that.
But not in a rush for them to come back, so it's not a worry, is it? Because, you know, we're well stocked, you know, Lallana's coming to decent form, Chamberlain's back now, he's in good form, Fabinho's back, and you've got Hendo, Cheney, and whoever else you want to put in there. There's loads of people.
Yeah, absolutely. He was asked about Fabinho and how far away he is from being able to start a match. Klopp said it's sensationally good to have him back. How close is he to starting? I don't know. He needs to find rhythm, and we will introduce him step by step. I thought it was interesting, again, that Klopp says it was based on the squad situation. I think ideally he wouldn't have been involved against Man United at all.
Yeah.
I think he'd have kept him back for more training, but that was kind of the way it fell. And as a result, he's got a couple of minutes under his belt. And I wonder whether this is Klopp being coy. I suspect if Fabinho is fit and available, he'll probably start against Wolves.
Oh, I thought the opposite.
Oh, really?
I thought he might start against Shrewsbury, because what's the point? You know, Henderson and Genie played a lot of football, but they're in great form.
Mm.
If you're one of them, you're thinking, players want to play every game now, don't they? Like, you know, this is a title charge now. They want to be involved in everything, and obviously Fabinho will want to as well. But if you're Jordan Henderson or Genie Wijnaldum, after the performances they put on against United, you feel hard done by if you got dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Fabinho's got to earn his place back in the Liverpool side, and he's having an amazing football, and I would start him because I think he's amazing, but that's not how it works behind the scenes. It would go, watch, you need to work hard, get your fitness levels up, don't risk him, and then play him against Shrewsbury, get him some game time, play the full 90 minutes, and then come back in the ground running.
That makes perfect sense. Let us know what you would do then. Does Fabinho come back into the Liverpool side for the Wolves game? Let us know in the comments. Tom's in the comments, he'll get to some of them in a moment, but a couple more things to whiz through. Dave Maddock of the Mirror, our good friend, kind of reporting, picking up and reporting on this. He was asked about improvements, and Klopp saying there is room for improvement. Bear in mind, this is a side that's dropped but 2 points this season. He talks about concentration. We're all human beings, and in the Premier League, even if you drop a little concentration, you have problems. So there's room for improvement, which I genuinely love the notion of.
I think he might be alluding to people creating chances. Man United got in, and you know that's a lapse in concentration of Martial getting in and having that chance. It should be a goal, really. Yeah. But equally, at the other end, you know, if you're being hypercritical about Liverpool Football Club, one thing you could say is they're not clinical enough.
Mm.
That's down to concentration. Mohamed Salah scuffs that fairly easy shot, which you put your house on him to score.
Yeah.
That's what he's getting at, and I think that's the mentality again. You come back around going, you know, it's easy sitting, we're amazing, we've dropped 2 points, we've beaten everyone bar West Ham, only because we haven't played him yet, but we can get better.
Yeah.
That's him pushing everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a bit, he talks about just how brilliant Alisson Becker is, and describes him as a really special person and how good he is as a human being. That was the only way in which he exceeded expectations, was how nice a fella he is. I like the Klopp stuff on Oxlade-Chamberlain, because he said, like, was asked about Oxlade-Chamberlain's frustration, and he said, he's not frustrated, he just looks frustrated, which I think is
about.
Yeah, I asked him. Are you frustrated? Yeah. Are you frustrated, Alex? But no, that's fair, and I think we've seen a lot of this kind of stuff in the Liverpool squad. Remember, everyone's forgotten about the Mane Salah falling out from the start of the season.
Yeah,
it's like, it doesn't get talked about anymore. But it's a sign of how passionate these lads are and how much they want to contribute on the pitch. And Klopp says, look, I watch the game. I look for signs of weakness in my team. And when I see it, I have to make a call to pull these lads out to make sure that, you know, I've got the fittest team on the pitch. And he kind of said, Ox had a knock as well. He's fine, but, you know, I made the call. Maybe it was the wrong call, but again, ultimately, he's laying the gauntlet down there to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain for the next game and the next game. Don't show any signs of weakness, mate, if you want to stay on the pitch.
Yeah, I think he got a knock. He had a clash with Brandon Williams, didn't he? So he decided to take him off. I think you've got to be very careful. Chamberlain's come back from a big injury still. It's still a lot of football to play. But also, if you look at the face of the game, Manchester United, Lallana comes on. It's still a good substitution because you need extra legs in that midfield because it's so, they work so hard. You know, I think we see it as a negative sometimes, but then it's a tactical change, isn't it?
Yeah. Can we just draw attention, lastly, mainly for the people watching on YouTube right now or after the fact, that Alisson Becker, being a Dragon Ball Z fan, and absolutely made my
I know he sent it to you last night. And then
I'm so very, very happy with that. As if I couldn't love him anymore, it turns out he likes DBZ.
Ever since goalkeepers throwing goals in, and our goalkeepers doing that, it's good, isn't it?
Grand. Absolutely grand. Tom, you got some comments for us?
Yeah. I'm going to kick it off with a super chat. Zahed Mia with a green super chat, thank you. He says, great work as always, long term follower. Just wanted to ask, any idea when the parade will be? I'm assuming 18th of May, unless we make the Champions League
final. The second person to ask me that today.
I've seen a few people messaging me, when should I come? I don't know, I don't worry about it. I've just done a video, which is going up this afternoon on my YouTube channel, about the whole we're going to win the league thing and how you should be absolutely getting all on board on being happy and enjoying it and all that kind of stuff. But it's not something that I'm asked about, like the parade and all that kind of stuff. It'll just happen when it happens. It's something that's so far down. And that's not me like trying to play the whole club cool. Take one game at a time. It's just fucking yonks away. There's loads of footy. It's all well and good to get bought into Liverpool being on the verge of winning a title, but that there's like 4 months of footy or whatever between now and then.
Someone asked me today, someone messaged me, and I think someone asked us on Facebook yesterday, but I think they're coming from Australia, so it's different kind of fish, things to go and book and do some stuff. I said my suspicion, and this is based on absolutely nothing, it might be the last home game of the season because it's a bit of an anti-climax if we win it at the end of March, and then every game after that's a dead rubber. Two TV deals, and, you know, Sky, and that will want to, you know, sensationalise it and milk it as much as possible.
The trophy lift will be when I think that's just when you do it. The an open top bus tour. Is that'll happen at the end of the season.
So when we won the Champions League and the FA Cup as well.
Yeah, so to speculate, that will be the day after the last game of the season. If Liverpool win the league, they'll parade the trophy I think the 18th, or I think the 17th, the last game of the season. I think it'll be that's the Sunday, it'll probably be the day, either the Sunday or the Monday, depending on which one that is. Unless the Champions League final is the 31st of May this year. In which case the parade would be the 1st of June. That's just off the top of my head. Don't do it to yourself. Just wait close to the time if you can.
The club are making an announcement when it's going to happen, won't they?
Moving on to Lovren, Jamal Smith-Graham says, Lovren is a good player, but I don't want to break up the 7-in-a-row clean sheet machine that is Gomez and Van Dijk. Only a madman would break that up unless it's the FA Cup.
Yeah, exactly. And you will break it up because it doesn't matter. You need to keep your players fresh. That's the only thing. Yeah, I think Van Dijk plays every big game unless he just does. You know, we don't really rotate him and rest him. If Gomez is able to stay fit, I think that's a good point. I think they'll both just carry on. But Gomez is still a young lad, and I think we will find games in the coming weeks where we'll have to maybe drop one out here and there. But provided they're fit, they should stay there. But what you do need is you need to get Lovren on the pitch, and we need to get Matip on the pitch at some point. So you might find that the Shrewsbury game, you do that, and then once maybe when the Champions League games are coming up, we might rotate a little bit around the Atletico game.
Yeah, possibly. And the other thing you could do, you know, if Trent gets injured, I know people don't want to see it out there, but you've always got cover for Gomez, then if he's fit to go right back, and it's not his best position, it's not his best performance out there. But it's the whole point of having the squad, and you can go to Wolves tomorrow night. Last time I went there, it was Lovren and Kiana Hoover, which then got changed because Lovren didn't warm up properly and he got injured.
Yeah.
But whereas now we've got four decent centre backs that are fit.
Yeah. Just a couple on Shaqiri and Fabinho. Strongest civilian says.
Carry on.
Sorry?
Kiana Hoover came on for Lovren.
Kiana Hoover and Fabinho, yeah, they both played.
Strongest Civilian says,
just saving you from the comments. It's
for the right price, it would be okay to sell Shaqiri. Stephen Ryder, if Shaq can accept being a squad player and winning things, then I say keep him. But then Hannah No Mary says, what about if Shaq doesn't want to go?
Doesn't want to? Well, he'll stay. If he doesn't want to go, he'll stay. I think Liverpool will keep every player who's in that squad right now. Liverpool would keep, as long as they're physically capable of stepping to the pitch and they're able to maintain their levels in training. Klopp would never let a player go ever, but they do assess them, they assess their capabilities, they assess their ambition, the fire in the belly, you know, he looks in the white of their eyes and determines what kind of man they are and whether they're still the man that they need. But Liverpool would entertain offers of €30 million in the summer, and that's the reality of it, because they might feel they can just get a bit, they might be able to feel they get a bit more. Maybe we only need one more, maybe, because if it's a difference between, let's say we've got €80 million in the budget and you want to buy Jadon Sancho and he costs 110, then you want to, and you can sell Shaqiri, then maybe that facilitates that. But if Shaqiri wants to stay, I don't think we would ever force anyone out the door. It'll be a mutually beneficial situation.
Mike Leopard is just the best at doing deals, isn't he? So, you know, if he gets 25, that's... so it's 10 million more than paid for him, roughly. Mm. I mean, you got a profit on someone who's coming on and playing sparing minutes at left, right and centre.
Well, the way football transfers are calculated, even if we sold him for £15 million, we've still made a profit because of amortisation. Yeah. You've gotten that value, you've gotten 2 years of value out of him.
I said this yesterday, and I'll say I love him. Like, he's a Champions League winner now. Might be two-time come summer, might be Premier League. Like, that adds value to him, what he's only. He might not have played much, but he's still done that. He's still bringing that experience to another team.
There'll be no shortage of Premier League teams who want to take a punt on Jadon Shaqiri and teams from around the world. So, yeah.
Put in goal for Everton. Do a great job.
He's got he's similar-sized arms.
Yeah.
And lastly, just on Fabinho, quite a few people agreeing with each other in the comments. TQ.
Wow. That never happens on the internet. What's going on?
Honestly, it was mad. TQ says, no need for Fabinho to play right away. Let him get back to 100% fitness and get rhythm. And Liam Helps says, no need to rush Fabinho back. Hold him back until Shrewsbury and give the midfield a much needed
Paul, what are you doing?
Rest.
Just being right, we'll see. It depends on what we want to do, because I don't think you need Fabinho for Shrewsbury. I think you need Fabinho playing in proper competitive games at this point. And it depends on, it's all a knock-on impact. We did this on the build-up show. I think you've got to link Shrewsbury into this game, and you're almost saying, who do you need to start? And I wonder whether the midfield that's got Lallana, Curtis Jones, and another, you know, might inform the fact that you don't need Fabinho for that match. Is my only thought.
I think if you look at Wolves midfield as well, of Moutinho and Neves, and having Fabinho against them kind of certified, doesn't it?
They're a really, really good team. This is one of our most difficult remaining fixtures. I think of the away games we've got left to play this season, you've obviously got to go away to the Etihad. This is probably our second most difficult fixture left between now and the end of the season, just in terms of that, you know, how good they are. Henderson's done a brilliant job, but he wasn't quite as good away at Spurs, and maybe just having someone like Fabinho, just having a bit more stability in there, that's it for me. Fabinho starts in the big games, and this is a big game.
What three would you go for?
Fabinho. No, because injured. Genie, and Ox.
Okay.
And then maybe you pay Henderson in the cup game if you want to, or you just give him a week off and tell him to get fit and ready for what comes. Yeah. Anyway, the build-up show is out. The starting 11 show is out. Get in. Make sure you check all that out on the main Red Men YouTube channel and subscribe to Red Men News. We're coming up on 30,000 subscribers on that, which would be a belter if we get that sorted in pretty short thrift. You wonderful guys, go over to theredmentv.com for more and more additional great content. And other than that, we'll see you back for more Red Men News tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.